About 3,000 undergraduate women start their college careers at UNC Chapel Hill each fall. By the time they graduate, almost half are likely to experience sexual assault or misconduct. A quarter are likely to experience assaults that meet the definition of rape. Liz Schlemmer has more on what the university is doing to respond.
As she walks through the heart of campus, UNC Chapel Hill law student Maya Weinstein imagines some of the students around her heading to class are in the same position she was 7 years ago, that right now, some of them might be dealing with the anxiety of a recent assault.
Students are being assaulted on this and every campus, and every student should be able to get their education free from violence.
Weinstein wants the university to get better at dealing with this issue.
I'm frustrated that 7 years ago, I was having these exact conversations about solving the problem of sexual violence on college campuses at a different institution.
When she was a first-year student at George Washington University, Weinstein reported being raped by a fellow student, and she didn't stop talking about the difficulty she faced.
I was pushed out of conversations, forced out of rooms, encouraged to leave the university, and at UNC, I feel that I'm being asked to sit in those rooms and to share my thoughts, and I'm just hoping that people listen.
In an anonymous survey from the Association of American Universities, 20% of all UNC Chapel Hill respondents in 2019 said they'd experienced non-consensual sexual contact since entering the university. The rates were much higher for undergraduate women and trans students, and worse than in 2015. When that came out, Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz announced a new coalition focused on sexual assault prevention. Weinstein was asked to serve on a pre-coalition to form that group. While she appreciates the invitation, she says she's still frustrated.
It's time to move past talking and start doing.
After she joined the coalition, she discovered the university had formed one just like it in 2015, after the last troubling survey. They wrote a report with recommendations in 2017.
And none of those recommendations were put into place. So that says to me, we put these people in a room, we trusted them to tell us how to move the ball forward, and then we did nothing with it.
That report called for expanding existing workshops that teach students, faculty, even local bartenders how to see the warning signs of sexual assault and intervene. 3 years later, the university has only one full-time staff person managing those workshops, down from two, and they've been training fewer and fewer students in recent years. Michelle Bangin is with the Campus Advocacy and Prevention Professionals Association, a national organization. She says she's seen prevention efforts fall off at a number of big universities.
UNC is not alone in that. It doesn't mean it's okay.
What UNC Chapel Hill has done is hire more trained staff in their Title IX office. That's where students can file formal complaints about sexual assaults.
We have seen a lot of schools hiring more and more Title IX coordinators and investigators, really for the sense, I feel like, in terms of trying to cover their butts in terms of compliance.
While UNC Chapel Hill has hired more staff for federal compliance, it lags behind some of its peer institutions in the areas of prevention and counseling for survivors. It's seen turnover in these positions and has recently been working to fill them. Meanwhile, the University of California, Berkeley, and the University of Michigan have close to a dozen staff doing this work, housed in specific centers. Weinstein says that's what she wants for UNC.
No one comes in thinking, I'm going to be sexually assaulted, or I'm going to have a friend who's sexually assaulted. And because of that, I need to know what the prevention strategies are and where to go if something happens.
That would mean a single, accessible place students can go to get help, with a senior level administrator running the show. Weinstein spoke for the Campus Safety Commission when she asked for just that at its summit on safety and belonging.
To affect long-term culture change, we request the placement of a strong institutional leader at the helm of holding the institution accountable to a longer 5 to 10 year plan addressing prevention. But we can't do this without people.
The Safety Commission is also calling for 4 new full-time employees running required trainings and more funding to support their work. And the final recommendation
is the establishment of an interpersonal and sexual violence center backed by high-level institutional support.
In response, Chancellor Guskowitz gave an unexpected announcement.
We are committed to this. We are going to invest in a senior-level position. We're partnering with Student Affairs on this. They will invest $2 million over the next 5 years for a senior level position geared around sexual assault, prevention, and intervention support.
The details are still forming. Becky Mangini is Vice Chancellor for Human Resources and Equal Opportunity and Compliance. She'll help make the new investment come to life.
I want to be clear, we don't know exactly what it looks like.
What we do know is that the university has earmarked $2 million to hire a senior-level staffer, like a vice chancellor, for sexual assault prevention. And this is meant to lead the way to a new office on campus.
The investment that we're proposing now is really an effort to balance, perhaps, the investments between the response and support with the prevention.
Mangini says it was at students' urging that the university hired more investigators and counselors to respond to students who report assaults. Next, the coalition that law student Maya Weinstein sits on will work on the plan to prevent assaults from ever happening.
There's been enough power behind it that I've been told this is going to happen. Trust us, believe us. And I really hope that I'm not let down.
She and others will be watching and waiting. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.